And joining us on the second half of the book club on perspectives is a good friend of the station's, Dr. Ezra Capel. Dr. Capel is the director of the Inter-American Jewish Studies Program here on campus, and they're going to have a very special guest. Every year, Ezra surprises us with some outstanding speakers, and this year is no different. But first, Ezra, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today.
Thank you so much, Louis, for having me back.
As I mentioned, every year you surprise us with some incredible people, and this year is no exception. You're going to have Art Spiegelman.
Yes, we are very excited about our upcoming event featuring Mr. Art Spiegelman. And Mr. Spiegelman is no stranger to anyone who's familiar with graphic novels and graphic books, which have become so important today. But hard to remember when Art Spiegelman was getting going with this 30, 40 years ago. Most people knew about comic books as just something for child's play, to be left in toy chests and things like that. And he almost single-handedly, you know, wrested comic books from that realm into the realm of high art, really, and to be thought of as an important cultural event, the publication of his comic-style books.
As you mentioned, Mr. Spiegelman came out with an incredible book called Mouse, and I'm going to let you tell us what it's all about.
Yeah. Art Spiegelman, for many years, began interviewing his father, Vladek Spiegelman, who was a survivor of Auschwitz. And he created two works, two graphic memoirs, actually, Mouse and Mouse 2. They are available today under The Complete Mouse, it's called, or you can buy them each separately. And it is one of the most powerful works of Holocaust historiography and testimony that I or anyone else has ever read. People didn't quite know what to make of it when it came out. I mean, how could you be taking a topic as difficult, as important, as historically significant as the Holocaust and putting it into a comic book form? And Art Spiegelman himself shows a lot of the anxiety of that, of whether this is the proper medium for the story. But he is a graphic artist. He is a comic book artist. And he chose this medium because it is what he needed to do. And he created these incredibly powerful books, Mouse and Mouse 2. In fact, won the Pulitzer Prize for them in the early 90s after the second book came out. And as a scholar of Holocaust literature and having read so many memoirs, I can honestly say that Art Spiegelman's work is amongst the most powerful and important works. Certainly, every time I teach in my Holocaust literature and film class here at the university, it is one of the most powerful experiences for my students, as well as for myself each time that I read it and each time we get through it. It is just so powerful the way he's able to combine image and text together and to wrench so much powerful emotions from his family story.
Now, as a professor and director of the Inter-American Jewish Studies Program, as you just mentioned, you teach a class where you use the book Mouse and Mouse 2. What is the reaction of the students? And I'm sure that they wonder also, why did he choose mice?
Right. Well, you know, actually, that is going to be part of the talk that he's going to be giving here at UTEP next week. And so he's actually written a book recently called Meta Mouse, which talks about some of his rationale and the reasons for why he needed to create the images and use the caricatures that he did in his work. Because, of course, this is an open question that some people have, whether it was the best aesthetic or ethical choice to do, to use sort of that idea of the Nazi imagery, right, which created the Jews as subhuman, as vermin. And when he created these images and these books, not everyone was convinced that it was the ethical, the right way to do it. I mean, so I think he's actually going to be speaking about that Wednesday evening at the UTEP Union Cinema. You know, it's not everyone agrees. You know, my grandparents, I come from survivors. My grandparents, I remember when I was reading this, I was staying with them down in Florida when I was in high school when Mouse came out, the first book. And I was very powerfully moved by it and showed it to my grandparents, who expecting them to appreciate the incredible power of this book. And they were horrified to see the images and they didn't want to know what it was all about. They're like, no, you know, we lived through this. I'm not going to read a book like that in which we're once again being perceived as mice. And I try to explain the aesthetic behind it and the rationale and the way it makes you as a reader kind of empathize and understand the experience of what it is like to be thought of as subhuman and to use all of the caricatures that he does, in which the Nazis are cats and the Jews are mice. And, you know, it is in my opinion, an extremely ethical and necessary response based on the work that he does. But he'll explain that much better, I believe, in his presentation, of course, on Wednesday. But it is remarkable, though, how powerful it is and how much emotion he's able to convey in each of the images of the caricatures and the comic images that he uses here, comic book style images.
Ezra, thank you so much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Dr. Ezra Capel. He is a director of the Inter-American Jewish Studies Program here on campus, and they're sponsoring Art Spiegelman along with a generous grant from the Jewish Federation of Greater El Paso. And Mr. Spiegelman, who is the author of Mouse 1 and 2, will be featured on Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. in the UTEP Union Cinema here on campus in the Union Building. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Louis.